USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. The U.S. Supreme Court is agreeing to hear arguments and make a ruling about former President Trump's immunity claims in his election interference case. Trump on Truth Social Wednesday thanked the High Court. His lawyers have argued that Trump's 2020 election challenges were all genuine and within the purview of his role as the nation's chief executive at the time. Prosecutors remained skeptical, alleging Trump became part and parcel in an effort to illegally overturn the 2020 presidential election, while also holding the office of president himself. In his New York civil fraud trial, it's no deal for Donald Trump. USA's John Schaefer.
A New York judge rejected Trump's plea to halt penalties in his civil fraud case while he appeals. The request to suspend the enforcement of over $450 million in penalties was denied on Wednesday.
There is a deal coming together to fund the government for another week or so. The House was expected to vote Thursday on a bill for temporary funding. It pushes the partial government shutdown deadline from this weekend to March 8th. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell announcing Wednesday that he will step down from his GOP position in November, citing the need for the next generation of leadership.
As Ecclesiastes tells us, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose.
At 82 years old, McConnell stated he'll remain in his role until the November elections, but will serve out the remainder of his term, which concludes in January 2027. Former President Trump's being barred from the primary ballot in Illinois. Cook County Circuit Court Judge Tracy Roberts wrote in her decision she was compelled to agree with Colorado's state Supreme Court, which ruled to disqualify Trump from the ballot under the Civil War era 14th Amendment anti-insurrectionist clause. This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how do we not throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. Well, with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant! And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins, are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
President Biden headed for Texas and the U.S. southern border the very same day on Thursday as Donald Trump. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
President Biden will travel to Brownsville, Texas to meet with U.S. Border Patrol agents, law enforcement, and local leaders.
Meanwhile, former President Trump set to visit Eagle Pass. The two leaders enter the Lone Star State as Biden's expected to renew a call for Republican lawmakers in D.C. to reconsider the U.S. Senate's bipartisan border security and foreign aid deal. The deal, which Trump opposed. With the Michigan primaries now done and dusted, Super Tuesday is the next date circled in the race for the White House. President Biden and former President Trump both won their party's primaries in Michigan easily Tuesday. While Trump has essentially secured the GOP nomination, Nikki Haley has vowed to stay in the race. Michigan voters explaining why they voted the way they did.
I look to the men to be our leaders.
There's just too much controversy around Trump.
15 states and one U.S. territory will now head to the polls casting their ballots on March 5th, where roughly 40% of Republican delegates will be at stake. Comedian Richard Lewis has passed away at 76. He died at his Los Angeles residence this week following a heart attack. Lewis had disclosed his battle with Parkinson's disease last year. He notably portrayed a fictionalized version of himself on the popular series Curb Your Enthusiasm. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.